The misty rings around the street lamps were gone by the time daylight began to brighten the sky in the east. And by 9 o'clock, the day was clear and warm, the beginning of Indian summer's final brief passage, perhaps. Ralph went downstairs as soon as Good Morning America was over, determined to tell McGovern what had been happening to him, or as much as he dared, anyway, before he could lose his nerve. Standing outside the door of the downstairs apartment, however, he could hear the shower running and the mercifully distant sound of William D. McGovern singing, "I Left My Heart in San Francisco." Ralph went out to the porch, stuck his hands in his back pockets, and read the day like a catalogue. There was nothing, he reflected. Really nothing in the world like October sunshine. He could almost feel his night miseries draining away. They would undoubtedly be back, but for now he felt all right. Tired and muzzy-headed, yes, but still pretty much all right. The day was more than pretty, it was downright gorgeous, and Ralph doubted there would be another as good before next May. He decided he would be a fool not to take advantage of it. A walk up to the Harris Avenue extension and back again would take half an hour, 45 minutes if there happened to be someone up there worth batting a little breeze with. And by then, Bill would be showered, shaved, combed, and dressed, also ready to lend a sympathetic ear, if Ralph was lucky. He walked as far as the picnic area outside the county airport fence without quite admitting to himself that he was hoping to come across old Dor. If he did, perhaps the two of them could talk a little poetry, Stephen Dobbins, for instance, or maybe even a bit of philosophy. They might start that part of their conversation with Dorrance explaining what long-time business was, and why he believed Ralph shouldn't mess in with it. Except Dorrance wasn't at the picnic area. No one was there but Don Veazey, who wanted to explain to Ralph why Bill Clinton was doing such a horrible job as president, and why it would have been better for the good old U.S. of A. if the American people had elected that fiscal genius.